ultra order gamma rays that have switched all over the galaxy, suddenly in the mid-1990s, relit our solar system, transformed the planets of our solar system, creating global warming on Mars, on Neptune, and planet Earth. And yesterday, we looked at how these signals are switching on the DNA in a new way, and that the language of dealing with these DNA transformations is the language of compassionate love, coherence, becomes the projector. Today we will look at the machinery behind 2012 and something we're grooving with at present, the new music revolution that uses the musical harmonics of creation, the music of the DNA. But it grooves, you can dance to it. We work with DJs, preparing a global song for 2012. I'll take this opportunity as the projector is being set up. Are there any questions from anybody on the last day of the work here? Too much. Yes, right.
I believe you said something about the size of the sun.
Yeah.
Was it decreasing or increasing?
It seems to have gone under a 60% shrinkage in the last half century.
Does that have something to do with the gravity inside the sun or other processes?
Yeah, it's a complicated process. The sun has been receiving a lot of increased material of an exotic kind. It's been pumped into our solar system. So our solar system's density has increased by 60% since the mid-1990s. By the sun, as it shows Friday, which is a big subject in itself. Presentation of several days documented by the sun that are changing. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'm
going
to
should I ask a question? Fernanda, we've looked at these energy inputs into the solar system, and it seems that there's this light body particle coming out of the body. What can we do with this? That's a good question. Well, it seems that the message of these beams beamed into our solar system, the message of the geometry of love, is golden, the golden proportion. When we meditate, when we are creative, when we have our creative moments, when we do Tai Chi, we go into an 8-cycle state. 8 cycles per second is the universal heart Chi. It is something that takes any chaos, cancels it to zero, and sets up the cascade of infinity. It logs on the body to the infinite. What we've been doing in the last years is that we've been studying and making this practical in terms of music. So the harmonics of the DNA, the geometry of the DNA, into multiples, pentagon harmonics. There is a geometry to the solar system where planets are spaced to each other. There is a musical geometry. And this musical geometry is not part of the international music standard. So the present Omega Revolution is to get musicians, and it's happening all over the world, to retune from 440 where you have only 8 octaves to 432 hertz, where you have all 12, and this music produces healing.
For lufta no pejar. Before we go on to the music part, we look at the mechanism behind 2012. Our solar system and our planetary precession cycle has been aligning geometrically to the center of the galactic plane. Thank you. So at the millennium, there came a kind of cross section between different planes. The plane of the procession of our planet through the zodiac, the synodic vernal procession, the plane of the solar system, and the galactic equator, forming a cross. And within this cross, the perfect conjunction with the galactic center, which is the most energetic part. It is part of our galaxy, which is unfolding inside out, releasing cosmic rays, and affecting solar systems, producing a gravitational wave, as scientists have found, that entrains the orbital cycles of planets. We have a perfect conjunction with the galactic center for our solar system, not our planet, our solar system, at the end of November 1998. For the planet's angle to the zodiac, it is 2012. So we are in the midst now of the so-called 2012 revolution. We clear the galactic plane in our precession cycle in 2021. In about 222 years, we have another conjunction with the galactic center. Perhaps 0.2 degrees closer to the galactic center. So we're in the midst of an energetic cross, a topological cross, a cross of different gyroscopes that are converging geometrically. This is part of the machinery of this time. This year, you see part of that perfect alignment. As we showed on Friday. Can you use the microphone, please?
This Friday, we showed how our whole solar system and planet has been undergoing a massive revision of its laws. 2012 is the shift. We are in the shift. So the zodiacal cycle through the 12 houses of the zodiac has the alignment on December the 21st, 2012, to the galactic center from the perspective of Earth. This is the gamma ray network as it appeared in 1994, suddenly, all over the galaxy, geometrically, 24 tetrahedrons, acting like a galactic internet, and focused our sun and other suns creating global warming on our solar system and other solar systems, as has been mentioned about 4 months ago. If you look at the rotation of the pole star in the so-called age of Leo, the pole star was at Vega, so we were closer to the galactic center. And during the summer solstice, we had a conjunction with the galactic center. Now we have the opposite. So it is the winter solstice that has the galactic center. In the Vedas, this is described as a descending spiral. So the history that we know now is coming to an end of a descending spiral away from what is called the Brahma Loka or the Vishnu Navi, the navel of Vishnu, and the abode of Brahma, the galactic center. And then we start an up spiral of about 13,000 years, the pathway of the gods, it's called, the Devayana, of a new anthropomorph archetype, the Manu Satya, the Omega Manu, from 2012, actually starting from next year, because we end a 60-year Chinese zodiac cycle, which comes from the Vedas, which is also the end of a 3,600-year cycle, which is also the end of a 10,800-year cycle, all coming in a combination. And 5 years to 2000, the five steps that transcend through the twilight of the descending spiral and ascending spiral into the Satya spiral, Omega spiral cycle. This is where the Mayan cosmology comes from. You'll find this in the Sarasvati Valley, going back to Rajasthan and Pakistan, 10,500 years old in time, in archaeological finds. So here is the cross-section to get a little overview of the present time view. There is another cycle, and it links to Norway. It links to the emergence of the new cycle in Norway, as it was known by the ancient and secret Tibetan Buddhistic traditions of the inner tantras. There is a cycle over 26,000 years, which is made by the seven stars of the Big Dipper, or Ursa Major. It makes a swastika, a sun cross. The Mayas have something similar, and show this sub-cycles of 5,200 years culminating in 2012. And then there are these together that follows a swastika-like cross. The full cycle, the full wheel, represents a hyper-universe. So every time one of these arms makes a 90-degree angle, which is about 6,500 years, there'd be major Earth changes. Minor, major, minor, major. So 6,500 years ago, global flooding. But about 13,000 years ago, the Ice Age. And so you get these cycles that are found in the ice in correspondence to the clock of the seven parts of the seven sages, the seven wise men, as they are called in the Vedas, which makes a complete cycle. And the Buddhists know that wherever the 90-degree cross arm erects itself, that's where the input of the new cycle begins. And Scandinavia happens to be the secret abode of that, as we shall see. The Suastika is the gate of the Savitara, or Vivasvam, the spiritual sun, the concept of a hyper-dimensional or eight-dimensional octumion, a virtual neuron, the summation of all information. Valdres, in 1992, the 11th of the 11th, 1992, is where this alignment began. We had been in Switzerland, having our contacts there, we were 22 at the time. We were guided specifically by our intelligences to go to Fagernes, and we had the synchronicities to meet people who had places there through Lily Bendris, who some of you saw yesterday. At the synchronicists were meeting in secret in Fagernes. They were following the Kama buried mine treasure lineage because their secret records said the emergence of the new Asgarta would begin energetically at that time over Valdres and flow into Europe as the heralding of the medicine Buddha. The age of the medicine Buddha, the same as Aquarius. In the inner traditions of Buddhism, there is another thing apart from those are the lineage Kabbalistic students and masters who learn the inner tantras. There is terma. What is term? Terma is also mind treasure. But the mind treasures that are buried in the cosmogram of reality are unburied by tritons who may be outside of Buddhism, who will uncover that same legacy. And this is what happened at the time. So the Buddhists were meeting at the time of the 11th of November, 92. There were three individuals, myself included. We had contact with a luminous intelligence. We saw much of what was to happen and what we now document in the New Universe presentations. And by 2012, these shamanic star congresses and activations of the Scandinavian grid system by the people of Scandinavia in celebration, which is what we're moving towards. So the Big Dipper, the seven stars of Ursa Major, precisely are hallmarking the latitude and longitude of Valdres as the beginning of the new cycle. It was in 1992 that the new gamma rays began to emerge. From these contacts, this is in the same region, the hadronic space-time machines from ourselves in the future, whatever we say, you do not have to believe us. Truth is plural. We each have a unique truth. That way we can say outrageous things. Our contacts with a time reverse, a time traveling intelligence, Ptah and Athena, were the iconographic names of the Andromedians, ourselves in the far future traveling back in time, have been pictured in a film and instilled the idea of Global Song, which is now working with many DJs and heels and musicians and opera singers. Once you feel the music of the harmonic tuning, you can never go back. This is another story. It's part of our work and the work of Terence McKenna, the first man who pointed to 2012. There is a cycle in time and in the DNA that geometrically points to our particular cycle now. 2001 began a series of bursts that enter cosmic pulses that have altered our planet. The tsunami, for instance, was coming from such a cosmic pulse, as we showed on Friday. What is interesting is with the Global Song of 2012, it will be humanity together in celebration, in party, in shamanism, techno-Buddhists and Buddhists, techno-shamans and shamans. That means traditional shamans, the techno-shamans, the new generation, you and I from the West, the emerging new shamanic race using the language of compassion. The technos will emerge, and together linked through the internet, concerts, linked concerts with the same harmonics of 432 hertz of beats per minute that follow the pentagon, that follows the geometrical ratio of love that goes mirror to mirror infinitely and emanates, harmonizes every organ, and the DNA will be linked as concert to concert through the internet. The individual music of the body, of everybody, will be tapped by 8 antennas and put back into the music with golden sheet filters, golden main filters of the geometry of love. So the music of the individual body will go back into the concert music. People steering the music. We've got a nice groovy beat, we've got a nice melody of different styles, and then we link concerts together. Other concerts that are doing the same thing. Individual music steering concerts. Concerts steering each other and individual music into a global song. And then we take the sounds of the cosmos, the galactic background sound, and we download it into the global song. We take the latest sound of the sun and of the moon, and we add that into the global song. And then we send a message into space. Because in the beginning of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI discovered a series of signals they said were extraterrestrial. They were called pulsars. Since the scientific community has then kind of washed over with all kinds of cover-ups, and the message of the pulsar in a moment tells us this time now in 2012, is mankind with a language of love, with a music of love, with a harmonious, compassionate love that grooves, that dance, the language that is universal, beyond the thresholds of belief, beyond the thresholds of caste, beyond the thresholds of different languages, that sends the signal back so that it is a musical, galactic, groovy signal that mankind sends out into space, welcoming the galactic community. The pulsars that were discovered were all within one radon of the galactic. Our solar system is also one radon from the galactic center. The pulsars were first announced to be extraterrestrial. There was nothing that could have come for these pulsars. All of the pulsars within one radon. Some of the most significant pulsars releasing strange signals with embedded information, which now have been deciphered to be intelligent information, are pointing specifically to the galactic center. Aquila, the eagle by the galactic center. The arrow of Sagittarius, which points to the galactic center. The scorpion sting of Scorpio, pointing to the galactic center. So the pulsars are one phenomenon. The gamma rays that switched on then in 1994, another, that have been bombarding our planetary sun. The pulsars tell us that this time now, the time when our solar system conjuncts the galactic center, is their message. In the meantime, as the pulsars switched on, in the 1990s, cosmic rays bombard our solar system, transform our solar system, transforming life in general. And Dr. Paul LaViolette, a Harvard astrophysicist, then intensively, over many years, analyzes these pulsar signals and documents, better than UFO evidence, any UFO evidence, and there's some good evidence, some of which was presented on Larry King Live for 1 hour last Monday, an unprecedented presentation, as the climate to the UFO uncover-up is now changing. Dr. LaViolette, in The Talk of the Galaxy, demonstrates that the pulsars are an extraterrestrial intelligence. Nothing else can account for their precise information transmission. It's a message to us, and it's a message for our time. It's a message of where our solar system is now. Because where our solar system is now is in the heart of the plane of the galaxy. It's a crossing of different planes. So we're in the heart of the heart of the heart of different gyroscopic planes. This is the place to be. And as we showed yesterday, 223 genes that make us different from other races, other species on this planet, making two-thirds of the human genome. These 223 genes are bona fide extraterrestrial genes. To be is to be extraterrestrial, according to the latest genetic genome project research. And what switches that on? Kundalini. So watch your sexual energy. As we mentioned, you might become green with enlightenment. Bicycle accidents, shamanic experiences. There are different things that switches on this floating DNA that is creating transformations in our body, triggered by a geometrical gamma ray network whose geometry is fourth dimensional, at least. Objects by the sun that have been focused by lasers from the galaxy and translating them for everyone since 1998. Here are some of those objects by the sun. This is a very large subject. Only one book has been published in German by a colleague, Dr. Dieter Breuers, who we turned on to this information about 10 years ago. This was the signal, the love signal, the highest energy signal coming from near the galactic center when we were conjuncting the galactic center for our solar system, the end of November, which changed the sun, was focused by these objects by the sun, changed the magnetometer of the magnetic field weaving of our planet, switched on a signal of 1.618 hertz, which created mutations in our body, where a light body particle is filmed under microscopes in the Nevada test site by microbiologists. And as we mentioned, December the 10th, the next declassification of this research, the LOTUS particle, the source of life, which switched on in 2001, a LOTUS eightfolded pattern, a light body particle that transmits in eight directions, like an eight-petaled lotus, and switches on in 27 minutes, creates the eight primal cells that is the foundation of our body. This is creating a massive mutation or transformation in life on this planet. As we said, December the 10th this year, the next analysis will be declassified to the public. It is above top secret. It was above top secret. We pointed to this, however, even before the military-industrial complex began their studies. In 1998, we were following the astrophysical sites, and by our intelligences, we knew what this meant, because we were told about this and shown this in the late 80s. The convergence of galaxies with the Andromeda Galaxy is what this is part of, as we showed on Friday. In the meantime, these energetic inputs into our solar system has changed the Earth's gravitational field. The gravitational constant is no longer constant, it's constantly different. That is the new constant, the constantly changing constant. That is constantly different in different locales when measured. So that the old universal constant is gone since 1995. We're in a new universe in terms of gravity. We're grounded in a completely different world than before. I'll hold that. So the establishment tries to keep normality. But normality in the United States is one out of three being medicated. This is the Omega Revolution, presently in process. We do it with DJ Andrea Doreo, who's quite known for 15 years over the world, who works with major DJs. We're retuning to 432 hertz, the harmonics of the DNA multiplying. Scientists like Dr. Nicola has demonstrated organic diseases reversed with this music. This is the natural music of the geometry of creation, of the geometry of the ox. It heals, it activates the DNA, it doesn't control you, but it engages your own unique beat. The solar system is tuned in this musical geometry. It is a pentagon within a pentagon within a pentagon from the orbits of Neptune and Saturn, asteroid belt to Earth. The musical tuning of the global song of the Omega Revolution is one that follows the geometry of the solar system and of the DNA, as well as the geometry that has been transmitted by these gamma rays, being clearly documented in the astrophysical literature, and that have affected everything about our weather and now about our biology. So we're sending the signal back out with a music revolution. Opera singers, classical musicians, DJs. Other DJs have to close down their sets. People feel too good with this new music. They go right next to the speakers because it heals their bodies. They wake up. The Omega Revolution is now in process in a big way. And Norway, we will make sure Norway will be a major part of that. Even if it's Italy and other countries. This is the geometrical way of looking at the music that we're working with. I'd like to put a little bit of music on. Without a groove, perhaps. It will be 144 beats per minute, but you can't hear the drum because it is in a new age form. But you'll feel the 432 hertz. Tempo here is 144 beats per minute. That means when we make this into an Omega trance song, you can really dance. 72 beats per minute is our ambiance rhythm. The temples left as a fingerprint in the tapestry of history tell us the language of love, the language that can unite us into the next passage of being human. The Owl Mountain has 72 stupas. This song is 72 beats per minute, has 144 beats per minute. There are 432 Buddhas on this Owl Mountain, and this music is tuned at 432 hertz. Or cycles per second. The goal of love, the cascade that we create in our static processes, measured from the heart, produces the Guldenschnitt in the magnetic field ratios. A 72 degree triangle, seven times, shows and maps the golden soul that love, compassion emanates in our heartbeats, in focused, conscious love, and that follows our DNA geometry directly. So the Omega Revolution is a signature of the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. Buried like a treasure. The geometry of the Buddha bodies, 72 degrees. We've got the golden spirals of the DNA that emerge like lasers from the heart of love. Ancient Buddha statues, some of the most ancient, having the geometry of Aum, the background geometry, liquid media, taking the three ecstatic sounds, the three ecstatic mantras, so, ah, and ooh, and The three ecstatic sounds of the omnigasmic, never-ending orgasmic force resonated to liquid media, to a geometry of embedded triangles surrounded by an eight-petaled lotus. The geometry of transformation is the geometry of love, the uniting of all opposites. This is the age where all opposites are converging. High and low, yin and yang, day and night. And eight cycles per second, compassionate love is equal counter-rotation, phase conjugation. Valentine's kissing of two lips, it cancels any wave to zero. If it's chaotic, it's brought to zero. It sets up the infinite cascade of the geometry of love. So it takes illusion, it takes ignorance, it takes stagnation, and kisses it to the realization of its true all-one-heart foundation, or Allah's God. Eight cycles per second sets up the musical cascade in water. Healers set up this cascade when genuine healers. This topological number sequence is the sum of these triangles set up by eight cycles. And when we tune at 432 Hz, is 256 Hz. So the Omega Music Revolution is the buried treasure of the ancient lotus path of the Vedas, of the shamanic cultures of South America, of the Gnostics. Here we have the musical code in 3D, from C 8 Hz, C 256 Hz is the new musical constant we need to tune to. And we are tuning to the musical board in Rome says no, 440, maybe 40 Hz as the new constant, but not 432 Hz. 3,000 opera singers now are lifting their midway finger as the guru in the middle path is arising, because their voices know the truth of what harmony and tuning is. 432 Hz is the music of creation. All of the universe is tuned in this golden ratio relation. The most ancient pyramids and fire altars of the Vedas, pyramids, are built in this number sequence to represent Ara, the compassionate heart computer of the universe. The heart measured at the moment of love, producing the golden proportion here, peaks at 8 cycles per second. 8 cycles per second, extremely low frequency, passes through Faraday cage electromagnetic blockers. It is non-linear and linear, local and unlocal, spiritual and material. The DNA has its babies at 8 cycles per second constantly. So DNA genesis is the genesis of 8 cycles, the compassionate agent that emerges, the divine love material, the fifth force, the divine love force found in the heart of the atom, the hadronic force, the orgasmic force, or more accurately, the omnigasmic force, never-ending orgasmic force. Orgasm is 8 electrons together momentarily, then desired, and poof, it goes. Superconduction is 8 electrons together forever, forever, cancelling each other out to infinity. No resistance holds those 8 electrons. Past and future, that is superconductivity. It's been found in the heart of the atom. It's been found in the heart of the DNA. This is the divine love material. It's nothing that you can possess. It's a never-ending orgasm. The 7 layers of heart muscle with seven rainbow spectrums emanated in the heartbeat. In love, join the seven into one single laser in the geometry of the Gulen Nishnit, which resonates along with the DNA song. The shape of everything follows the natural cascade of the heart that we've been looking at here in the latest science. Nature is alive, and the way to interact with the global mind is the practicing of the hygienics of compassion. Element one, which is 90% of you. Element one, hydrogen, which is 90% of the whole universe, and every cubic centimeter has an 8 cycles per second constant. All healers that are true healers release 8 cycles per second. The DNA goes through Genesis at 8 cycles per second. It's through all non-linear blockers. It is a non-linear translator. A universal heart language is 8 cycles per second. When the whole body is resonated in the geometry of 8 cycles per second, our body goes online with the universal heart-mind geometry. Every cubic centimeter of space has hydrogen at 8 cycles per second, which takes everything, cancels it to zero, and sets up harmony. This is the foundation of our creation, along the passage of socially making this a global event that uses this technology and brings mankind back online with the galactic community, with the galactic heart-mind. The song now playing is a trance song, 432 hertz. The geometry of the DNA has been found to follow the same geometry as a multidimensional, a 4 and 8 dimensional topology called Octonians, the living DNA. Dr. Eric Trell in Sweden, one of the pioneers to show the living DNA as an 8 dimensional constant. Our time now is the convergence of dimensions, of universes, of ages. It is the heart of the heart, and it is in our heart that we find the all one heart through the conscious language of compassionate love, which engages our individual music into the collective music. It takes the geometry of the DNA, same geometry as cascaded by compassion, and uploads it, joins it to the universal geometry. When we tune at 432 hertz, all of the musical proportions are arranged in the Gulen Nishnit. The harmony that never ends, the harmony that transcends time and space, cascading into the past, into the future. Every moment of compassionate love is our life before life, and our life after life is our immortal body, the body of divine love. So the signals of the messages of the galaxy that have transmuted our solar system, as is demonstrated in the mainstream, and is transforming the genetic code of our body, is in the language of love, and it is telling us, use the language of compassion and join us in the new universe. Compassionate love is unique for each of us, the combination of all opposites. This is an all wonderful age, the convergence of all information. We are co-creators, and the future is in our heart hands by the language of divine compassionate love. Welcome to the new universe, and see you in the dance.